Yo, what is up? It is Monday, August 2nd, 2021. This is Anthony Asks. My name is Anthony Shelton. I just got through watching some gameplay of the Halo Infinite multiplayer technical test by our good friends at Gaming Trend. I think it was David Burdett, our lead editor, who uploaded some gameplay. Go to Gaming Trend videos on YouTube to check out that footage. It looks good. And I've had a chance to look at Sprint, and us Halo Classic folk, we've always been a little on the negative side when it comes to Sprint, but from what I have seen, and from what I have seen and read from other people, the consensus seems to be that Sprint feels good, and from what I've seen, it does look good. Now, I can't wait till I actually play it. That would be nice. I didn't get to get into the technical test, but it does look good. It doesn't look overpowered. It looks just fine. But I wanted to ask the question, why do people hate Sprint so much? Why do people like me hate Sprint so much? And honestly, I'm not like a Sprint hater. I just wanted Sprint to be balanced. I knew Halo needed to add Sprint at some point to keep up with the Joneses, basically. And so they added it, but it wasn't quite the way it is. And so it kind of brought up a question to answer the question. What's the point of adding Sprint in Halo? Halo is about the hunt. You look for your weapons. You look for your enemies. By adding Sprint, you kind of decrease the hunt aspect. Yes, Sprint allows you to find your opponents faster. I get that. But at the cost of that, some of that tension is lost in trying to find your opponent and trying to get to the power weapons quickly. Because remember, in Classic Halo, everybody was the same speed. So it was really about positioning. It was really about knowing when power weapons were going to respawn. It was about getting the kills. It was about finding the opponents, kind of predicting where they would be. There's still some of that with Sprint. Don't get me wrong. I'm not trying to say Sprint eliminates all of that, but it does diminish some of it. It doesn't feel as tense, but it kind of ruined the balance of Classic Halo in terms of everybody had the same movement speed. So everybody was on the same playing field. Now, yes, everybody has access to Sprint, but not everybody knew when to use Sprint, how to use Sprint, when was the best time to use Sprint. And honestly, if you didn't use Sprint, you were pretty much at a disadvantage, particularly in Halo 5. Although in Halo 5, I think they got Sprint as close to good as it could be, up a tail, what I've seen from Halo Infinite. Like, you have to think about what Halo was before it started Sprint, before it included Sprint. It was an arena-based multiplayer shooter where everything was about evenness. Everything was about starting on the same playing field, starting with the same weapons, and it was about positioning. It was about teamwork. It was about who has the better shot. Sprint doesn't necessarily get rid of all of that, but it changes the way you play Halo in a way that doesn't really work. Call of Duty sprinting works. Number one, because it was made with Sprint in mind, but also because it has fast time to kill. Fortnite works with Sprint, which has a very Halo-like feel to it. The jump, the shooting, the movement a little bit. It's got a Halo feel to it. And sprinting works in that because the map is so big. Now, Splitgate is another game that a lot of Halo Sprint supporters like to bring up. And it's Splitgate, I don't know if you've heard of it, but it's a PC game. Basically, it's like a first-person shooter mixed with Portal from Valve. And that game is modeled very heavily after Halo. And that game has Sprint and it works. But if you've played the game, you don't really see too many people using Sprint. Not saying no one does, but not nearly at the level of, say, a Call of Duty or even a Fortnite. Not only that, Splitgate has fairly small arenas in compared to what Halo has done traditionally. And then you got to take the makers of Halo, Bungie. Look at what they've done with Destiny and their multiplayer. Is there Sprint? Yes. And also fast kill times. So it seems like if you're going to add sprint, your kill times have to be a little bit faster. Your arenas have to be a little bit smaller. Perhaps those things matter. Halo was built without sprint in mind. So now you have to appreciate the difficulty, the degree of difficulty it is for 343 to just add sprint. It's not about just adding sprint. You can't do that in a game that wasn't designed with sprint in mind. So 343 takes over Halo. They add a sprint function in Halo Reach. And now Halo feels completely different because of this. In a game where it wasn't meant to. Map sizes, positioning, placement, all these things matter. And now all those things are all messed up in some form or fashion because you can move around so much faster. People can run away from getting shot much faster. They don't have to rely on the cover of the map as much because they can just run away. How do you balance that? People can just run around the map, and if somebody is charging at you with a sword, sometimes you could have just backed up and shot them, but because they're moving so much faster, they can close in that gap on you, and there's nothing you can do about it because it's not like you can sprint backwards. No, you have to turn around and run. And guess who has the advantage after that? If you turn around and run, they could stop sprinting and then start shooting you, and either you keep on running to hide, or you have to try to turn around and shoot. And either way, they have the advantage. And so you can kind of see the problem with adding sprint in a game that just wasn't designed for it. The way the games work, the way the weapons are, sprint messed up everything. And so there's a lot of people who are like, yeah, Halo's better without sprint. Why? Because all of these issues that sprint has brought up, you don't have to deal with them. And you have to think about it this way also. If just adding sprint caused this much problem in a game that never had it in the first place, then clearly just adding sprint was not the solution. They had to do some other balancing. They being 343 had to do some other balancing in order to get this thing to work. And it looks like with Halo Infinite, they've finally gotten it. Now, to the sprint supporters, it may not be impactful enough, but it depends on how much you sprint. I think the percentages I've seen on Twitter is it's about a 9% increase in movement speed. Okay, cool. If you sprint if you basically run a lap of a person walking versus a person sprinting, the person sprinting is obviously going to get there faster. The distance between the walker and the sprinter is only going to increase over time. So really the sprinting is still about finding your opponents faster, getting to spawned weapons faster. So the original intent of adding a sprint is there, but it doesn't seem like it's going to impact how weapons are used as much. Because the person backing up now, yeah, there's a 9% increase for the sprinter, but that doesn't matter as much in a close range match compared to Halo 5, for example. So I'm glad sprint is in. I'm glad Halo Infinite seems to have made it work. But, you know, have an appreciation for the challenge of balancing sprint in Halo. It was never that easy. And so that's why so many people don't like sprint in Halo. But hey, if it works in this one, I think for a large majority of us, we'll be okay. I know I'll be okay. So were you a person who did or didn't support sprint? What's your reasons for supporting sprint? What's your reason for not supporting sprint? I'd love to hear some different perspectives from what I've said. So you can hit me up on Twitter at @IamAShelton, or you can leave a voicemail at 619-333-6563. I'll talk to you later.